can tell this is going to be one of the best hours of the Good Day program that may have aired all year. So if you're up for that, this is the Dudley Steffen family.
High hopes.
We've got high hopes. We've got high in the sky.
Okay.
Oh, well, so much for that.
Good thing McFadden's not around. That's all I can say. All right. Jennifer Warren is here. Roberto Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. Checking out what's going on in the world. Roberta's got her Queen of Cheap report in a few minutes. Other than that, Jennifer.
Yes.
Will report to us on what's going on in the world of television.
Favorite thing, Dougie, the Golden Globes report.
We missed something big yesterday, didn't we?
No.
Seems to be how we did. What was one of the stories we had at DougSteffen.com yesterday, Kenny, that we flubbed because we didn't get it. We didn't talk about it on the air. I'm not one who calls attention to my mistakes normally, but listen.
But now you're calling attention to your mistakes.
It's Friday the 13th. Let's screw everything up. You know how foolish that is, that whole this business about trichodexophobia and not wanting the number 13? In other countries... There's another number. Is it 14? I was reading something about a country or in some place, I think it's in Asia, where they don't use another number with floors or elevators or something. It's nonsense. Foolish. Let's get tough. Everybody ready? Let's get tough. Why are you laughing?
Do it.
What are you laughing at?
You're so funny. Let's get tough and ignore Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
That's something to do. That's tough.
You know what? You know what also is tough? Let's talk about the Pope. All right, Time Magazine has made the choice of putting the Pope on the cover, making him man.
No, I can't. I'm his lap.
Of the year.
Better than putting him on the rope.
Right. Well, but the controversy seems to be about his focus on capitalism or redistributing wealth or something. I have a feeling some of those remarks have been taken out of context. Anybody agree or disagree with me?
I agree. I mean, you know.
Who would do that?
Right. Nobody in the news media.
The media, really, not.
News.
They never do that.
I mean, I'm all about keeping my vast wealth.
Good for you, Jennifer. Congratulations. Me too.
But I think that he makes a good point, and Ken touched on it when we had been talking about this earlier, and that is that, you know, if you have a little extra, help the people that need it. I mean, make it your choice.
Well, that's what we think about at Christmas time. I walked by Salvation Army. I went into the drugstore last night to get some medicine for Charlotte. And the lady from the cell, I mean, it's like 20 degrees here. It's cold. And it has happened in the past week or 10 days. It's just gone like from hello, fall to winter. Bingo. And so this lady out in front of the Walgreens is freezing. And she's got the bell in her teeth.
Oh,
because her hands are so cold.
Hide her hands.
Yeah.
Is she nodding her head up and down really fast?
No, well, moving it side to side, kind of a little of that. So
that must have been a sight to see.
It was. I engaged her in conversation, and I got out my wallet and put some money in the pot. And I don't normally do that sort of thing. I remember.
I didn't think you like the Salvation Army.
No, Salvation Army's okay in my book. Yeah, no, I don't like the Red Cross.
Oh, it's the Red Cross.
Yeah, I don't like the Red Cross at all. I don't like most of the really huge, the humongous, even though they are not necessarily scams. What they do with your money is not what they tell you they're going to do with the money, and that really bothers me. And they're too big. It's just they spend too much money on how to manage it. It's fine. I mean, that's my own. You do what you want to do. I'm just telling you my pejorative here on this is that there are better places you can put your money. I do think Salvation, even though big, it does some pretty good things, at least at this time of year, with the money that they have. Feeding a lot. This time, a time of year, especially in cities like New York, where the people who are homeless have really no place to go. They have homeless shelters and all that stuff.
Tons of shelters.
I know, but it's not like, I often make reference to when I was working in Washington, the studio that I was in was on the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue and Capitol, I think it was. They had a grate that had exhaust from the heat in the building. And there were always three or four homeless people I had to step over to get into the building every morning in the wintertime. And it gave me a different sort of, I don't know, I just felt differently about it at that point in time. And so this time of year, I tend to be more focused on, I mean, I remember when I used to, one year when I made a lot of money, I was giving $100 bills out to people like it was water. And I don't know, it made a difference. Does it make a difference to give them $100 or a buck? I don't know.
To some people.
Yeah, I suppose it might.
I do think, I mean, I think we have to be sensitive to that kind of stuff, but I also contend that there are a lot of things that go, a lot of resources that go unused, like homeless shelters and stuff that people could use if they needed to.
I'm seeing a headline, speaking of New York, New Yorkers have had just about enough of holiday tourists. Holiday tourism is big business.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Stop your whining.
The place is packed.
Well, why is that? Is that because there are so many more people there this year than usual? Is that the problem? What's the problem?
It's just that they don't know how to behave.
Well, what do they have to do?
They're walking down the street. There's three or four of them. They're walking down the street. And what do they do in the middle of Fifth Avenue and maybe 43rd Street?
They stop.
Okay. All right.
Like, excuse me.
I have to stop you. And you know I love you, Roberta.
In the middle of
Fifth Avenue.
I'm not apologizing.
Everybody listen to this. This is going to be
saying, you know I love you, Roberta, but you sound like so elitist when you talk about this.
I'm not elitist. We're in a hurry. We got places
I
to go.
I don't care.
You know,
there's
you
someone.
Stop and you block traffic.
There's someone from Podunk.
This would be good, Kenny.
No, there's someone from
Podunk. When the president comes to town and they shut down the streets.
There's someone from Podunk who
Sunday morning
worked
to come and get
their whole
afternoon
life.
No.
He's still at the
funeral. Worked their whole life to save up enough money to come see the beautiful, wondrous lights of New York City.
You're welcome to come do that. Just don't.
I have a solution for the problem.
Don't drive and don't stop.
If they didn't come, your city would be a lot more depressed.
All right, Roberta, here's what we're going to do.
That's fine. We love tourists.
We're going
to
get President Obama.
To
Obama's going to come and stand in front of the Empire State Building and do selfies.
We should have Roberta give out pamphlets for a code of behavior in New York City.
One year, a bunch of people got dressed up, and they went out, and they drew a line down the sidewalk in Fifth Avenue.
Right.
This is about, I think in 2010.
New Yorkers on one side, tourists
on
the other.
Exactly. They said tourists and New Yorkers. And it actually worked.
Did it?
Everybody followed it. And it's not because New Yorkers love to follow the rules or anything like that, because they realize if you do certain things, you will move faster, and that's the most important thing of all.
Right.
So all the tourists, and tourists are just sheep. You know, they see tourists, and that's where they'll go.
Hear her?
No, it doesn't sound too elitist.
Seriously?
There's only one?
Oh, good God.
And everybody was happy.
All right, so we have the story behind the story of the New Yorkers and their annoyance with holiday tourists at DougStephan.com. You can check that out there, along with explanations.
Here in New York, stop right in front of Roberta's house. Tons of pictures.
The Queen of Cheap report coming up in a moment. Regarding your body, regarding your mind, regarding how people look at you, I am interested, I was talking to somebody in one of the agencies I do business with yesterday in New York, and he said, I got to go. It's 12:45. I said, what do you mean you have to go? He says, we're doing our Christmas party in 15 minutes. I got to go. I wonder which side of the street he was on, Roberta. When he went to the restaurant for the party. Anyway, the reason that I'm suggesting, we have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of parties. I don't know about you, but I have been invited to one party yet. Not one. I have not been invited to one Christmas party anywhere. None.
That's we should have our own Christmas party.
You're right about that.
I think I actually asked you to mine, didn't I?
I know you did, yeah. But I'm not going to be there. Although
yeah,
I may have to run out to...
That still counts as an invite.
Well, when is it?
Christmas.
Oh. I may have to make a quick day trip to L.A. next week, so maybe I... We'll
you come on Friday, you can have the CRN staff luncheon. You can come and attend that. That'd be fun.
Is that a big boy?
No, that's at Roos Chris.
Oh, that's a good place to go. I'll go to that.
Or Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, go there. You think I'm kidding?
You laugh, but we're not too far away from the truth.
Last year, I got to tell this story.
I'm going to get married at Bob's Big Boy.
You're going to marry Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
Last year, Jennifer's birthday is in, February, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I was invited to go meet Jennifer and her father and some of the staff for lunch. And I said, where are we going? And Bob's Big Boy. Now, I say this very lovely. I love Jennifer's father and I have been friends for years. Friends to the end. And obviously, that's how I found Jennifer. So anyway, and he runs with Jennifer the CRN Digital Studio facility, which is now becoming a multinational big corporation after all these years. So I said, where are we going for lunch? And he proudly says, Bob's Big Boy.
That's where we always go, Doug.
It is. It's where we the three of us always have either lunch or breakfast over at Bob's Big Boy. And Michael, God love him, is the king of trades. He loves to trade stuff. And I do, too, if I could get away with it. But I can't do it here the way he does it. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that I walked in, and I looked, and you were almost all done because I was late. And I looked at Mike, and I said to him, you couldn't do better for your daughter's birthday than bringing her to Bob's Big Boy. And he looked at me, and you did. You heard me say that, right?
Right.
What did you think when I said that?
I was going to the bathroom. I was concerned with ridding myself of iced tea, but I laughed.
Because, you know what?
If the only thing in my life was the fact that he took me to Bob's Big Boy, it would probably still be enough. My dad does so much for me. You know,
he's a wonderful father. He loves
you really dearly. So it makes me laugh. I always tell him.
You know what I like about your father and you? He treats you as an equal, at least in terms of the business.
Some of the time, like when we're alone and we're like exchanging ideas, my idea is isn't right until like 5 minutes later when he thinks it through and goes, you were right about that.
Right.
But I always laugh that my wedding will be on trade at Bob's Big Boy.
Right.
But I find the guy someday.
Well, I get a kick out of it. We got to pause here for a moment. I had somebody I do business with. As a matter of fact, the same guy I was talking about that I was on the phone with yesterday. I wanted Jennifer and her dad to meet him because I think they could do business together. So I put it all together. And then there's a conference call between the various parties, and they wanted me to be in on it, and I didn't really need to be in on it, plus the fact that I was doing something else, and I actually forgot about it. So I called your father afterwards, and because it was sort of, I don't know if I had to apologize. I didn't need to be. You guys can do your own stuff. But it was funny the way he reacted to it. Well, we've got it all taken care of in his radio voice.
But his radio voice is just his voice. Like, people think he puts it on.
All right, speaking of putting it on, we better get to this. Hey, we're late. Come on, let's get to the Queen of Sheep report. You don't even need an introduction, Roberta. Let's go. What do you have?
Okay, what we got is, let's start with a free e-book, 18 Christmas Crafts for Kids. If the kids can't wait for Santa driving you crazy, hey, make them make little reindeer and stuff out of crafts. We've got a free Christmas album, 6 free songs, and we tell you how to get it at DougStephan.com. Free Aquafina Flavor Splash samples. Well, that's hard to say. Flavor Splash samples. Yeah. And that's at DougStephan.com. This is a big one. Hallmark. We have a coupon for you. You get $5 off of a $10 purchase. And you know what? That'll buy you, what, 2 cards maybe if you're lucky? But still, it's good through the 24th of December. So no doubt about it. You get $5 off of $10. So that's really good. And we have a coupon for BJ's membership. Now, this is fantastic. This is on Groupon. It's $35, but then you get $25 back in a gift card. So essentially, the membership at BJ's is costing you $10, and normally it's $75. So this is a tremendous, tremendous savings and comes just in time for your holiday shopping. And you'll find all of these great deals at DougStephan.com.
All right, coming up in the next half hour, the 12 scams of Christmas.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take.
This is really amazing. The song is called Amazed. The Acousticats, who are on the sing-off this week, sang this last night. This is one of the two singing competitions on now, sing-off and the X Factor. I think this is beautiful. Crank it up, will you, Michael? It's wonderful, actually.
Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you.
Who likes this? Kenny?
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah. I like this better than the original version.
Yeah, it's very nicely done. Now, let's listen to the whole thing. Come on, Michael.
Oh, it just keeps getting better.
What we are doing here, to a point, is comparing the sing-off. Now, that was the Acousticats singing Amazed from one of the performances last night. And then the X Factor. Here's Carlito Olivero singing Suavemente.
Suavemente.
See, I think this is good, too, frankly. A different, whole different approach to the company.
I like it, too. It's kind of catchy.
I think this is good. Crank it up, Michael. Two examples of two different shows, how differently. I think we ought to have two more comparisons, if we can. Here's the group called Street Corner Renaissance singing Forget You.
I see you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, forget you. I guess the change in my pocket.
So here's how this battle is shaping up, at least on the sing-off. This group, the Street Corner Renaissance, is pitted against the Philharmonic. And we'll hear from them. They were battling for survival last night. One more night. The Philharmonic. I don't find this to be so great. But what I found, I did listen to this. What do the rest of you agree? This is not that...
Right. No, I think that they'll if it's a competition between them and the other guys, they'll get it.
I like the CeeLo song. That was
listen to the two of them now. This is Philharmonic and Street Corner Renaissance battling by singing Na Na Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye.
Na 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 Na.
It's without music and the a cappella. Wow. Hey, this has got to be great.
Goodbye. You know.
cover.
You guys are old.
Listen to this. Come on, Michael, crank it. That's real talent, I think, here. This requires, singing like this, a cappella, like this requires real talent. All right, so too bad, because I thought they were both good, but the Philharmonic survived, and Street Corner Renaissance did not.
Mm-hmm. I told you they both performed.
Yeah, well, you're so good, Roberta, good Lord. Hear more goodness from Roberta in the next half hour of Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Does my pet need to wear a coat? I get this question often. Many people assume that since your dog has a coat of her own, the coat given to her by Mother Nature, that she doesn't need to wear a coat or sweater. This assumption is erroneous since your dog's own coat has been fooled by modern technology. You see, she's living in an environmentally controlled climate with the luxury of indoor heating. Indoor heating which fools Mother Nature. When animals live outdoors, their coats and their bodies have an opportunity to gradually adjust to the colder temperatures as the summer turns to fall and the fall turns to winter. The gradual change of season allows the body to assimilate and the coat grows thicker. But when a pet lives indoors with an average temperature of 68 to 70 degrees, her coat just doesn't grow in the way it needs to offer her full protection when she goes out. So here's my rule of thumb. It's very, very simple. If you go outside without a jacket and you're cold, chances when you take your dog outside without a jacket, he's cold. So put a jacket or sweater on your dog, especially when those temperatures really, really start to dip. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49.
Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who needs a stinking computer?
Dead in the doorbell.
We'll find you something else. On.
Brand new.
Roberta Fasanelli with her technology questions. Yeah. And Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Our 2020 News Quiz question. Who is Thamsanqua Jantije? Who is Thamsanqua Jantije?
Are you sure you're saying that right?
I am not, but it's, thanks for asking.
It's the name of a new ED drug?
Yes, it is. That's right, Roberta. You got it. Why would I bother to ask the question? Thank you, Roberta. Now, actually, this is a human being.
Okay.
This is a human being who was in the news this week. So, who is he and why was he in the news? 888-302-3684. I will not put my pejorative, at least until I identify this guy for you or with you, as to why I think this was all nonsense. But I'll give you his name again. Thamsanqua Jantije. I think I pronounced that pretty closely, Kenny, even, haven't I? Look at his name.
I believe.
Thamsanqua. I made a believer out of you. Then. You're hard to convince, so if I made a believer out of you, then I got to be doing something right. Who is Thamsanqua Jantije? Big in the news this week. Who is he and why was he in the news? 888-302-3684. Now, the dullest of you may want to look this up. I'm not suggesting people listening to this program are necessarily dull, but some people may be sharper than others, and others will put two and two together and come up with four. All right, so it's up to you if you want a swell prize and haven't won before in our 2020 News Quiz question. Help yourself to 888-302-3684. Who is Thamsanqua Jantije? All right, who is he? 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, families and friends of the 26 who were killed at Sandy Hook last year, involved in a two-day trip to Washington, I suppose we were looking for a word earlier, Jennifer. Commemorate.
Yeah, pay tribute to. Or
commemorate may be the word. This is the one-year anniversary of the Newtown shooting. The folks that went to Washington lobbying for stricter gun laws, good luck on that. Joined by relatives of other gun violence victims from all around the country, handing out letters to congressmen highlighting the deaths of 30,000 people who have been killed in our country by guns since last year, on the anniversary of this. Can you believe that in our country? 30,000 people have been. You see, when you put the numbers together like that, every day, like today, there's a story of a woman in Montana who killed a new... this is the woman who pushed her husband off the cliff. Okay, so that's not...
She admitted to it, too, now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this, we got that.
She told him she had a surprise for him, blindfolded him.
Surprise.
I figured it was a surprise, and the surprise was she pushed him off the cliff.
Isn't that nuts? Oh, my gosh. And 3 weeks married. I mean, imagine that.
He must be a real genius. Anyway, when I was looking for a story, and I had seen one earlier, and I don't know what I did with it, of another shooting in Chicago. I mean, 30,000 people killed by guns in the last year. It's craziness. Mm-hmm. So anyway, these people have gotten together to urge lawmakers to revisit gun control legislation. As I say, good luck against the NRA and Second Amendment Foundation and all these other people. They also spent their time volunteering in a soup kitchen and an after-school center while they were there this week. There was a vigil at the National Cathedral. You've probably seen some of the video or heard the story of that from Washington last night. So it's well-placed, positioned, warranted. I haven't spent any time on this week because I didn't really know where to go until I saw what they did in Washington, and I thought there were two or three things that were worth mentioning. The fact that that none of us knew that there were 30,000 people, nobody. And when you put the number together like that, you think, what are we doing to ourselves? But, you know, it is the old expression, as much as some people think it's a ruse, guns don't kill people, people do. Well, the guns are the manipulative tool. There are other things you can use, but the guns are easiest. But can you imagine a country like this where 30,000 people die at the hands of this kind of violence in a year? Mm. I just think it's over the top. All right, so there's that. I thought hazing had been outlawed completely at fraternities. I remember getting hazed when I was a kid at Iowa.
I think they're supposed to be. I mean, officially, I think they're outlawed, but well, I think they're still the...
Let's see what happens after this. Yesterday, a freshman pledge from Baruch College in New York. Do you know anything about that school?
That's right around the corner from me, yeah.
Is it?
They brought him to the Poconos, and they did some sort of a hazing thing, and the kid died. He was only 19.
Right. Yeah.
It was just, I was shocked, to say the least, because
people who give money to this school dry up late.
Is part of the City University of New York system.
Yeah, but they still ask for
it. I didn't even know they had fraternities with pledging. And I think they should be all outlawed.
It's interesting you say that. When I was on the board at Heidelberg, I said the same thing. The fraternities did nothing. Sororities did nothing. There are other ways of you getting together, and they became so negative, it was appalling. I remember getting whacked by Dave Seiler, who was a great friend of mine, as I pledged. He had a paddle. It was the biggest thing.
Like, why did they have to do that physical violence?
What does that do?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
It was new meat for the back room. That's what it was. That's what he called it. I remember that like it was yesterday. That was 17, 18 years old. Whack! All right, anyway. The next item of business is to identify Thamsakwa Jantije. All right, we have a lot of candidates for this. Let's see, where shall we go? Eeny, meeny, is this Paragould, Arkansas? Brant, where are you?
Paragould, Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas.
Ah, nice to have you here. How are you?
I'm fine.
Nice to hear from you. How long have you been listening to this program?
Oh, a year.
Really?
Yeah, right. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad
you're all right.
Yeah, we're okay. We're all right for a morning show. All right.
Yeah.
So who's Thamsakwa Jantije?
The sign language interpreter at Nelson Mandela's funeral.
Yeah. Did you know that, or was it just the fact that it made sense the way I was pronouncing it?
I was watching it on news this morning.
All right. Do you think that there's too much being made of this?
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
It was crazy.
Well,
yeah.
Crazy looking.
Have you ever watched anybody do sign, Brant?
Yeah.
Yeah? And, well, you don't need it. I'm assuming you're not blind, right? I mean, you're not deaf.
No, I wouldn't know if he was doing it right or not.
No.
You know?
But what do you make of all the people trying to make him seem like he was some kind of cuckoo because he was hallucinating, supposedly? He's mentally ill because he sees angels, all that stuff. Do you buy that or not?
That's the only information I have is what he said. Yeah. You know.
Do you know anybody? Ever talked to anybody who's seen or felt angels around them?
No,
never have. I bet they're all around you. What do you bet?
Maybe. I don't know. I hope so. I'm traveling.
Well, good.
Hold on a minute, and we'll give you one of our swell prizes. Thank you, Brad. Good to talk with you. Here's, what more is there to this story? It is one of the most overplayed stories, but because his name has that sort of irregular rhythmic feeling to it, I thought, okay, let's have some fun with this. So that's the story of Thamsasqua Djantije in a nutshell. Queen Elizabeth upset. Really upset.
Uh-oh.
Really.
Uh-oh.
Really.
The queen
really
is not pleased.
Upset. The queen has told the police to keep their hands off of her nuts.
Doug, have you been waiting for this story all day?
I am not going near that.
According,
the only reason why you're getting away with this is McFadden's not here.
I know.
2 points for me then. According to the news today out of London, this was actually something that took place in court yesterday. Officers of the Royal Highness, Her Royal Highness's guards advised to stop eating the nuts laid out for guests who come to Buckingham Palace. A memo was sent around because the Queen was irritated by the nut consumption before the wedding of Prince Charles and Camilla. It goes all the way back to 2005. The information came to light during a phone hacking trial where News of the World Royal editor Clive Goodman told his boss about the incident, and this is the only way they found out because they hacked the phone system there. That's how they knew the Queen was nuts about nuts. I'm just nuts.
These poor guys were probably there for hours and hours, and they were hungry.
I know. Yeah. A little snack.
Keep your hands off my nuts.
Yeah.
I'm happy that I've been able to say that.
I know. You love it. And you're, like, not even getting in trouble. Michael doesn't even have to bleep you.
No.
You're like an adolescent boy sometimes.
I feel like that. So for some reason today, I just feel like
silly.
That. Yeah.
It's Friday.
Okay. Let's see. Jeremy's got to do the television report. I promised that we do the 12 scams of Christmas before we get to Jennifer. All right. I'm going to try to sing this. All right.
I'm really looking forward to it.
So we've all been warned.
Okay. Get ready to hit the button,
you
folks.
Wanted to see what Imus was doing. Now's your chance.
Yeah, right. Bill Bennett may be a good alternative to this. On the 12 days of Christmas, the scammers gave to me 12 malware e-cards, 11 stranded grandkids, 10 counterfeit gifts, 9 pickpockets, 8 stolen gift cards, 7 fake coupons, 6 Santa scammers, 5 fake charities, 4 bogus websites, 3 travel scams, 2 phony loves, and a totally fictitious puppy.
I kind of like the coupons and the love.
All right, so this is a
lighthearted
way.
I wonder if that guy is still listening now after that one.
All right, will you calm down, Roberta, please?
You used to be all right for a morning show.
Is that what he said? I was all right. That was what he said, right? It was all right for a morning show?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a way of illustrating some common scams at this time of year. The issues involved are serious, and they have long-term consequences. The Better Business Bureau has offered a resolution that consumers and businesses have a safe and prosperous holiday season. There are a lot of malware e-cards. They're all over the place. There are a lot of counterfeit things you can go to the store with and get nothing and pay for them online. These fake coupons, for example. We ought to make, we have all that stuff at the Queen of Cheap, but we ought to probably put something in there to warn people how not to get scammed when it comes to this. The fake charities galore, good God, travel scams, oi.
But if you're online and you're getting scammed, that means you know how to use a computer. That means you can Google things and find out if they really exist.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that
people... So, you know, I mean, come on, people.
All right. Roberta checks television news in a moment here on, well, not Roberta, Jennifer.
That'd be fun for the day. We could.
Nah, that's it. Well, Jennifer's got to do her job. She'll do her thing in a moment here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
American Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be mastic responsibly.
Janky. J to the A-N-K-Y, used to describe something inferior, of poor quality. Busted. Something never used to describe me, Sony headphones. How can I sound so sophisticated, yet look so dope? I'm designed that way, which is why you should put me on your holiday list. Boy.
Something missing from your list, like electronics by Sony, Monster, and iHome? Come to Kohl's Great Big Gift Weekend Sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Today's moment of awe comes from Jennifer Horn, who has the television report for us, starting with Golden Globe nominations.
Yes, yesterday the Golden Globe nominations were revealed on the TV side, which is what we focus on here. The Netflix series House of Cards and HBO's Behind the Candelabra led the year's nominees with four each. House of Cards is up for Best Drama alongside Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, The Good Wife, your favorite show, Dougie, and Masters of Sex.
I do like Downton Abbey. I don't get to see it that often, just on the plane.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Candelabra received nods for Best Miniseries or Movie, Best Actor for Michael Douglas and Matt Damon, and Best Supporting Actor for Rob Lowe. On the comedy side, Girls, the newcomer, this is the interesting one to the list here. I was shocked to see Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I didn't think was that great of a show. Andy Samberg on Fox, nominated for a Golden Globe. The Big Bang Theory also nominated. Modern Family and Parks and Rec round out the category.
What a horrible show that is. What a
The drama categories had some of the biggest snubs. That was Homeland, which was Best Drama for the past 2 years, was not even nominated, just a complete shutout. And also ignored was Mad Men and Jon Hamm, as well as Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead, and The Americans. The Golden Globes are going to be hosted by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. It'll air on January 12th on NBC. Kelly Clarkson, meanwhile, will guest star on the January 15th episode of Nashville. Love that show. She'll play herself, and she'll be singing the tune Fade Into You, which is written by one of the characters on the show, Gunner.
Fade into you.
The CW's shaking up their schedule. They took away their Monday nights and they moved Heart of Dixie to Friday, and Beauty of the Beast has been benched. Also, CBS announcing that they renewed Survivor.
Want to say that again?
I know. It's tough. CBS renewed Survivor for cycles 29 and 30.
Let's try that again. All right, that takes care of the television report. Like it or not, it's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season.
But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Off yet? All right, ding, ding, ding. 53 past there. I can't start until the ding has taken place.
Want to get away?
Yeah. There it is. Thank you. It's now time for Tom Parsons joining us from bestfares.com. Info on American and the American-U.S. Airways merger, which was officially put into the New York Stock Exchange, has a new value for them. Delta United offering bonus miles for online holiday shopping. Is that a good deal? Let's find out. It'll be travel time in a matter of moments with Tom Parsons from bestfares.com here on Good Day.
The holidays are peak season for entertaining guests and enjoying your home. Home improvement expert Tom Kreitler shares his tips to make your holiday home merry and bright.
The Schlage touchscreen deadbolt with built-in alarm technology and customizable secure access codes offers the highest grade of residential security, and you'll never worry about lost keys again. The Minwax wood finishing cloths are a great way to add some style for the holidays. They feature stain and finish in one cloth, making finishing wood furniture and showing your personal flair simple and easy. The garage power station from Chamberlain mounts to your garage ceiling, and it combines a multi-purpose inflator, an LED task light, and a power outlet all on a single 25-foot auto-retractable utility cord. And the Stanley TwinTech ratcheting wrench is 27 tools in one. Fitting up to 26 hex sockets, it also accepts many other fastener types with the quick adjust dials, all in the palm of your hand.
Look for more about these products and holiday home improvement tips on MoneyPit.com. I'm Kim Snyder.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time, it'll last far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol cold, uses directed.
How quickly time flies. A week ago at this time, I was in Dallas with Tom in the middle of an ice storm. which was thankfully something I could escape with about an hour and a half's worth of patience on the road. But it certainly changed fast down there. That is the same thing that happens in travel in general. Tom runs bestfares.com, which is a great way for you to find bargains on air, cruises, car rentals, that sort of thing. What do you make quickly of the announcement that American and U.S. Airways formally now are tied together? What did the stock do? I know they opened the stock on Monday. And the stock actually...
The stock's doing about $25 a share right now.
$25 a share. Not a bad place to be.
Right? And it's all AAL. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. There's a couple things I hope that Gary from U.S. Airways doesn't bring with him. I hate their change policies. If you buy a ticket to Europe and it's $1,500 and you may want to make a change or cancel, let's say a cancellation, you're allowed to for $300, and then you get the rest of it, let's say $1,200 in credit. However, if your ticket's only $200, $300, you lose the remaining money. Where today on American, if you do that, you would get the remaining balance. You use it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times until you get rid of all your balance of your MCO.
Really? Well, let's hope that they become user-friendly. All right, so all of the big airlines are offering bonus miles for online holiday shipping. How's that work?
Actually, shopping.
Shopping.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you're trying to buy something from Target or Home Depot or Sears or Macy's or one of those places, you can go on the airline's websites, and not only if you use their credit card, but you don't have to use their credit card, but if you do, you get points. But they can give you 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times the points per dollar spent using their website. So if you're buying something on Macy's website and you want American Airlines miles too, you go to the American Airlines shopping. We have links on your site for that. You buy it there and they'll show you how many points you get per dollar you spend. So when I get some extra bonus miles.
Sounds like a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And also, the American's giving you 2,500 bonus points if you spend more than $250, which should not be a hard thing to do. So, now, one of the things, did you see the big bust? You know, with TSA talking about raising that thing and the airlines are screaming foul. And
TSA is saying what?
They're going to deter travel. You know, TSA's going to, you know, this thing they just did in Washington, it's going to raise the TSA fees up to about $5.60 per segment.
$5.60.
And the airlines are screaming foul. It's going to deter travel. You know, it didn't seem like it deterred travel when they put $25 on the first bag.
Yeah, but you know what? The TSA is unnecessary. They need to cry foul. Maybe not for that reason. But who the hell are these people? And the government, again, this is nonsense. The TSA is unbelievable. I always use a swear. Waste of time and money. No, it's time to put a stop to that. No. Everybody say no to that. All right, Tom. Tom Parsons, check.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's Dr. O-R-T-M-A-N. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.